The current ski maintenance building was scheduled to be torn down in June to make way for the golf course's hole 11. But last week, County Manager Bob Jasper denied the site plan for the new maintenance building off Canyons Resort Drive. During a review hearing Thursday afternoon, planner Spencer White, representing the applicant TCFC, proposed that for now the current building in the Frostwood area could continue its function and hole 11 will be installed, but as a shorter par 4 on an interim basis rather than a par 5. Mauricio Huichopons from TCFC said they decided against building something elsewhere that would be new but temporary. He said they will stick with their current building.
Our intent is that that is a temporary facility. That tearing that down and building something else somewhere else on a quote-unquote temporary basis doesn't make any sense. Structurally, you need to have a foundation, you need to have lifts, you need to have overhead cranes, etc. So it's not as easy as just putting a white tent and, you know, calling it a maintenance facility. You know, you have to deal with hazardous materials, you got to deal with oil and gas separators, etc., etc. I think our position and Bell's position has been very strong on that.
Meanwhile, both sides will determine their next step early next week. We asked Jasper if he's agreeable to the temporary hole 11 plan. He said that depends on what happens when the 10-day appeal window on his decision closes.
They have the ability to appeal. They have until next Tuesday to appeal my decision to the council. And so I can't go too far what I'll do or not do and to see, because I have to wait and see what the council does. They have not yet appealed. They haven't filed a formal notice. But if they do, they have until Tuesday. Then we'll have to wait and see what the council does. If the council upholds my decision, then let me say I'm inclined to work with them in terms of a temporary, using keeping the existing facility until we can all agree on a permanent location. And if that means shortening a hole, I'm okay with that.
Spencer White, meanwhile, said they have not decided on what option they will pursue. He said they're hoping to meet with the county early next week.
And we'll make our decision then.
Who are you meeting with at the county?
County Manager Bob Jasper.
Tell me if I'm missing any options. You appeal, or you get the spa amended, or you do a site elsewhere up on the mountain or something. Any other options I'm not thinking of?
No, that's pretty much it. Either appeal and come up with some solution for the site as proposed, or somewhere else in the resort.
During the Thursday meeting, the golf developers reviewed the progress they've made in the past 12 months. Scott Kirby, the golf project manager, summarized the costs of the project.
We've already spent $21.6 million. This dates back to almost 10 years ago when it started. Took a hiatus, so there was purchase of nearly $2 million worth of water rights way back then. For the window 4 years ago to 2 years ago, a few million dollars per year, and then the commitment of the balance of funds was made last summer, which is why we were able to really make progress on the development or the construction of this project. We're looking at approximately an $8.8 million cost to complete. So it's nearly $30 million.
He confirmed to Bob Jasper that the course will be playable by the end of September.
I just heard you say that you'll be done September 30th.
Correct, sir.
The golf course will be complete.
Yes, sir. Playable. September 30th.
Okay. Thank you.
Imminently doable.
Thank you.
County Manager Bob Jasper and Golf Project Manager Scott Kirby. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.